We're here live at the Christchurch Writers Festival with Gail and Steph. Now, you two are both budding poets, aren't you? You're at the Hagley Writers Institute, and you went to the poetry session today. What did you think of that, Gail?
It was absolutely fabulous. Yeah, the chair, Bill Wanhire, he directed the conversation, and it was so enjoyable, stimulating, wonderful, yeah. I really enjoyed Michelle. She was great, yeah. Just the debate over whether poetry should be heard in the air or through the air or on the paper. I really enjoyed that part of it, yeah. And Brian actually talked about how when he's out in nature and he starts to sing, and it's the sound of nature that makes him sing, and yeah, that was great.
And highlights for you, Steph?
Yeah, I really enjoyed all of it. As someone else who was there described it, it really had a great energy about it. I enjoyed the discussion because I'm also interested in the age that the poets started, and as well as that, what they thought of their early poetry and how they got started, what were defining moments for them. So that was one thing, but I also loved hearing from them their poetry. Brian Turner read one that he'd written yesterday, and it was full of scribbles, and but it was so moving that I think I had a tear or two run down, so it was amazing. So yeah, I loved Michelle's poetry. Bernadette's fantastic. She's got this great emotional side to her, which she calls OTT, but we think's fabulous. So yeah, really loved it.
And does it make a difference, do you think, Gail, hearing the poets read their work? Does it make it come alive a wee bit?
Yeah, it definitely does, and I think it was what they were talking about, the sound of the words. But also I went along a wee bit with Bernadette because I have to see things written down. I like reading to my children, but when I hear a poem, I also like to see it written down, the shape of it.
Yeah. What about for you, Steph? Was hearing it the most important thing?
Probably, I'm probably with Gail and Bernadette on that as well. I find that my natural inclination is the intellectual side. I like to read it, I like to savour it and understand it, and it takes me a while to do that. So I find it a bit overwhelming to hear it and take it all in. But at the same time, I'm learning about sound and learning about that rhythm and things. And so that's increasingly becoming more important for me. But I think it's a really interesting debate.
Well, it sounds like you had a great time. What's next on the list for you two?
It's Can Words Save the World?
And you, Steph?
Yeah, I'm going to that one too, and then a couple more tomorrow. Poetry again.
Oh, thank you very much for your time, and enjoy the rest of the festival.
Thank you.